good morning, Monet.
A very good morning to you, Elizabeth, on this beautiful, beautiful Cape Town day. And normally I always think about what I'm going to be chatting about in advance. But last week we had a little bit of a conversation before I left studio.
Yes.
And you left me with an almost impossible task.
Mm-hmm.
As a self-confessed a plant stroke murderer. You left me with the task of trying to find a plant which is almost impossible, an indoor plant which is almost impossible to kill.
That was the task, yes.
And as the type of person I am, I rose to the challenge. And this morning we have in studio, I have brought to Lisma a plant, and it is a Zamio colchis, also commonly known as a ZZ plant or Zanzibar gem, or the eternity plant. Elizabeth, take note. The eternity plant, right? Which gives you You're going to try, which gives you some type of indication on the hardiness of this particular plant. Now, when we talk about low maintenance, I don't think that there's an indoor plant which comes anywhere close to this type of low intensity maintenance that it looks for. It is incredibly popular as an office plant, as one can imagine, because that's the place where either the receptionist will overwater something completely and it will die, or nobody looks after it at all. And these Zamias, they absolutely thrive. Now, it is a plant which is indigenous to Africa. You find it all the way Kenya, KwaZulu-Natal, Malawi, Mozambique, all the way through to Tanzania. And it is naturally found growing in a dry forest floor type of environment. And this is where the hardiness really stems from. Almost growing in a similar type of environment as a clivia. And once again, a clivia is a very, very hardy plant, because not only does it have a tuberous root system which stores water for extended period of time, because they have very short rainy seasons where they naturally grow, but they grow in a shaded environment. And those two things combined make the ZZ plant a really fascinating and a good low maintenance indoor plant. So the two things are, first of all, it takes relative low light intensity. So if you've got low light and you want something that's going to thrive, definitely a ZZ will work exceptionally well. It can take a high light environment, but it mustn't be direct sunlight. And then the most important thing, because it has that very tuberous root system which can store water for a very, very long time, it requires extremely small amounts of water. Literally, it needs to be planted in an extremely well-drained soil medium, which is very important. It mustn't hold water. It must be free-drained. So a bark-based potting soil is always the way to go to. And you can literally, I said off air to Elizabeth before we came on, you can leave this plant for 6 months and come back and it will be thriving. It's one of those ideal plants to go on holiday for a couple of weeks and not worry about. You don't have to get the next door neighbor teenager to come in and house at your plants. You can just literally leave it. And they do require feeding, which is very important. I think it's one of the things where we forget indoor plants have no way of substituting their nutrients other than what we give them. So once or twice a year, very important to supplement the watering with some liquid-based organic fertilizer. There are many different products on the market, and they all work fine with Zamias. And repotting when necessary. What happens is they become a multiple stem plant, branching out from the base and getting fuller and fuller in the container as the years pass. So you will get to a point where you will have to transplant it into a larger container, although it does take time. They're not very fast growing. They're relatively slow, so they have a longevity in terms of their pot size that it gets kept in, but eventually. I will say that people have tried to divide them, have not necessarily always been successful, so I would say stay away from trying to divide them. They don't like their roots to be disturbed or cut when transplanting it. So rather stay clear of that. Not a very good idea. Interestingly enough, there's a black leaf version, which is called Variety Raven, which actually stems from the Zamia, which is found in KwaZulu-Natal and was bred out of that variety. It is a dark, dark, almost black leaf sought after by plant collectors. So if you come across that, it's quite a special find to find in a garden center or in an indoor plant store. So keep your eyes out for that. But once again, Elizma, I think what I have brought you here this morning is a challenge that I'm now passing over to you. The baton has now been handed over. And we are going to be checking in, I think in about 6 months. And then, you know, every 6 months we'll check up, and we want photography, you know, we want proof. We want photo proof of life.
Yeah, proof of life.
You understand?
Yes.
A date stamped, very important. No photos to be taken now and shown us at a later stage. But I think for all gardeners out there, novices especially, who are looking for something which are not going to stretch the limits of their endurance when it comes to an indoor plant which really ticks all the boxes, and it gets a lovely flower, a flower which looks very similar to a delicious monster flower, almost a lily with a long stamen, which primarily actually forms at the base of the plant. But it does take quite a few years for the plant to get to the maturity before it flowers. So if we can get this plant to the flowering stage, then we know you've done a good job.
So how many years? How many years do
I reckon from this, it's quite a sizable plant. I reckon at least two before
years.
We get to the flowering stage.
Okay. I've already named her. Her name is Sophia.
Okay.
So we'll keep you updated on Sophia. It is a beautiful plant. I'll take a picture and we'll put it on the socials at some point. Thank you so much, Monet, for the beautiful gift. She is truly beautiful, and I hope myself and my kitties will enjoy her for many years to come. FMR.